My name is James Giblin. Ring name, Jimmy the Bouncer Giblin.
Bouncer against bouncer. Why was that?
Because myself and Lee are bouncers. We are old school bouncers. I worked in Lloyd's Playfair down in Edinburgh, the Omi Centre, and Lee was working in Opium, so we're both doormen.
So whose idea was it to get in the ring?
Well, basically, we started off doing ultra white collar boxing for cancer research, and Lee's done it once and I've done it twice. After cancer research, I'd done about a couple of months ago for Evan Barnett in East Houses, which is an ongoing thing for myself. Raising money for charity.
Fun, I take it, we used to.
Oh, yeah, I mean, fun. It's all fun. It's not about your head knocked off. It's about raising money. For the charity that we've done today, there's only one school in the part of Scotland. They rely on funding, and they certainly rely on, like, us doing all these kind of things, and basically it'll be good. It's good for them. It's to help the kids. That's all it's all about. It's not about me leaguing and hammering tongs. Anyway, a little bit of fun, raise money. It helps a child. That's all that is. So it's good.
Do you do much training for tonight's fight?
Yeah, I mean, I've been training for this one 6 weeks in total. I box in Pennycook Boxing Club under Bobby the Hitman Collins. Every fight I go into, like the charity bouts, and basically I train every single week if I can. But yeah, it's good fun. It's a laugh, and it's like being a showman. I mean, I'm not a boxer. I just have a bit of fun. That's all it's about.
You've been in the ring?
Yeah.
So you're a boxer?
Well, I don't know, just a showman and a little bit of laughter and raise money. You know, it's good that way. Raising money for charity helps people. That's why we're doing it. I mean, it takes heart to step in there. A lot of people can't, but myself and Lee, I mean, for being doormen, we can do it. You know, it's good that way. A little bit of fun. No hard hitting. Even take the mic out of the ref as well, you know.
No, why do you not have a bouncer for a referee for a change?
Well, actually,
bring your own referee.
I know, but it didn't happen like that way. But yeah, I was honoured when I was asked to do it. I was honoured, and fair play to Lee. He's raised a lot of money, and it's not all about getting hurt. Just have a bit of fun. It's all about.
Did the crowd love you?
I've no idea. I'm a flyer in Scotland. I don't know. You never know. I don't know. It's hot. It's good. It's fun. I think the crowd enjoyed that. You know, it's all about having a bit of fun and seeing a few bouts and having a drink and we raise money. You know, it's good.
I mean, to ask Lee how old he was, what about you?
How old am I? I'm 46.
And you've been in the ring?
But this is my fourth time. Yeah, having fought. Fourth time I've been boxing.
Exhibition bouts?
Exhibition, yeah. I mean, the first one was ultra white collar boxing. And then the second one was the same because I didn't do as much in the ultra white collar boxing the first time, so I done it the second time to a game plan, and basically I was asked to do a bout for Evan Barnett for Bobby the Hitman Collins. I was fighting against him and raised money as well, and basically I was asked to be the battle of the bouncers. So basically, yeah, 26 years of being a doorman, well, bouncer. So it's not like we're no doorman, we are.
Your training, did it help? Training as a bouncer, helping the ring tonight. Control,
yeah. Control, sweat the buckets, aye. But yeah, my training's coming well. The only biggest problem I've got is the breathing, but it's getting there. It's slow, but it's getting there. I train hard, you know. I really do train hard every single day, and basically it's helping. My training's like just phenomenal since I started this. Unbelievable, and I enjoy it. I really do enjoy it. You know, it's good fun.
Back to training when?
Back to training Monday. Back to the gym on Monday, and then basically reflect, see what else I'm going to get up to. That's what I call it. What next in the book? What next? We'll see what Jimmy the Bouncer gets up to. So a little bit fun in games. But yeah, I put videos up on Facebook and that. I really do. I put videos up and have a laugh and put up YouTube, and you know, it's good fun. You know, I'm not dealing with these guys who they go in and they want to win a title or not. I'm not going to win a title. I'm not going to be the next heavyweight champion in the world. I don't know. Raise money. That's what it's all about. Charity. People need help like us. They need help. And me, Lee, Bobby the Hitman Collins, we're happy to do it. Really are happy to do it. You know, it's an amazing thing that we all do. You know, I was glad to be involved in white collar boxing. Glad to be involved with Bobby the Hitman Collins, and I'm honoured to actually fight with Lee. You know, we are two doormen. We're old school doormen, you know. But it's good.
You'll be talking about this tonight for a long time.
I
come
on Facebook, man. They was, you should have done this, and I'm going, no, why? Why? You know, I don't want to, you don't hurt anybody. It's no. As long as it helps a child at the end of the day. Helps. It gives them money to get them tested. It gives them money. It gives, you know, it gives them something at the end of the day. You know, it's a good thing. But it's sad that there's only one school in Scotland. Really sad for an amount of children in this world. No, there should be a lot more actually.
Lee said that Bobby was holding them back in the corner. He said, and that gave you an advantage.
I did actually. I've got to admit, we tried to pull his tongues in, but it didn't work. But yeah, I mean, it was, it was good. Good. I mean, at the end of the day, Lee's a great sport. You know, it's just not about slapping people up and doing the ring. It's about having a bit of fun and raising a bit of money and helping. People need help. You know, it's not like they don't. You know, the people rely on us. They rely on us. If we're going to raise some money, great.
But raise it and have some fun at the same time. That's just what you've done.
Exactly. I love it. I think it's great. I mean, honestly, my fitness has came from, I don't know, it's unbelievable. I mean, I never would have done this a few years ago. Never. Never. I mean, I'm a 20-stone guy. I mean, honestly, and it's coming down and getting fitter. It's unbelievable.
Next time I see you, I'll have lost a few stone.
Well, that's the plan. That is the plan. Aye. I want to lose a few stone and more. Probably pounds out my pocket and all that. I really do. But no, hopefully. Hopefully we'll see what happens. But the next chapter of Jimmy the Bouncer, we'll see.
Thanks very much.
No worries. Thank you.